Okay, feel my ear. If you want a horror movie, okay? This is a real one that ends not with horror. Goes like this. Subway. Car. People sitting there reading newspaper, whatever. Looking at them, phones. And then crack something. And you see the driver half asleep. And then all of a sudden the driver sees the ceiling of the tunnel cracking. The tunnel is collapsing in front of him and he can't stop, so he just plowing into that. And then these people are sitting there and shaking and being thrown here and there violently. Some are hurt. Couple more badly because it was crash, not right into a wall, but kind of getting wedged in there. So most are just mildly hurt. And then they look out and, well, they find that their entire cart is completely embedded in the rock, you could say. The tunnel has come crashing down both in front of them and behind them, and then they think and calculate, maybe they will save us, and how long can we survive here, and all that, you know. Typical, you know, disaster movie that, I mean, would be quite horrorsome because they realize rather quickly that they are there and there. And someone who knows this says that, you know, we're like 100 meters down in the rock. Something happened, the rock cracked within. We normally make sure there are no such cracks, but you never know. Really, they sit there and some are trying to be rational about it, some they freak out, of course, because they realize the reality that we will be dead in how long time, someone asks, the realist. And then others freak out and others go, just in words and others, you know, we show how these different people are handling that situation. And then the people up there on the ground, it's all in the news, so maybe they can't even put it there because, well, maybe they don't even know it. Something happened. It was a crack. Well, our subway train died. Listen, that didn't arrive. Something is wrong. And then they do their whatever it is, X-raying the ground or whatever they do with ultrasound or whatever. And they find, yep, there they are, 100 meters down, and between us, there is only rock. No way we can drill down there to save them in time. They have maybe 12 hours at most. But the end of those will not be pleasant to breathe in. So, and then we just follow them. What's going on up and down? You know, what do you do? Are they gonna, instead, it gets up to the politicians. What are they gonna do, the Prime Minister? I don't know. Of course we should stop trying to trying to save them. Drill, hold, whatever. And then the other expert comes in and says, you know, if we drill a hole with the best tools we have, we can reach a fifth of the way before they are definitely suffocated. That's just the fact, or something like that. It's granite. To get a person through, it takes a lot of drilling power and time and cooling system. So then it becomes so absurd that it is totally obvious for that prime minister or whatever that this is completely unrealistic and everyone can realize. But still, if they don't, if he or she doesn't go out with full campaign there and effort to save the those down there, then the press will come and finish them off. You know, already the press is coming there, and yes, we are of course doing all in our might. So we make it into a standard disaster movie, but then we go deeper down there again. And now we are simply with those people. It's not the hero and heroine that will save everyone. None of that Hollywood stuff is happening. And they are not saved. It wasn't possible. So they are slowly dying. And the rest of the film is used to tell that story about them, what they go through, those different characters, and how at the end they actually leave peacefully and it's all nice again. It wasn't so bad after all. Couldn't breathe properly, started passing out, and whoops, we take it from there.